Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love, Father. Heaven has entered a new dimension, and the earth is not the same any longer because the kingdom of God is now available to us. Thank you for this word, Father God, that we can see it, appreciate it, and embrace it with all our heart, our soul, attitudes, and actions. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, we're reading Matthew 18, verse 23. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants.
Hallelujah. Just before this, he was speaking about sins, you know, and now we must just forgive 70 times 7, the Lord said. And now we're going into a parable about the kingdom. It's very relevant to this forgiveness because God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all of heaven has moved to bring about the new covenant where everything is settled. Our destiny, we were made to be in the family of God. We were made to be God-class, imitating God as beloved children, you know, Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2. And we lost that through sin. Sin caused that division. So we're back in the family now. And we can now rest in the family, and that's where all healing is found, and that's where love is found, and with short nothing, amen. Everything has been done. Every promise is yes and amen. And it's on account of Jesus showing the way in coming, showing the way of a child of the living God, a king in the hands of the king. So every way he showed it, and then he died, and that's paid the accounts, dealt with sin, so we can come back. I like the Matthew 22, the first parable there is about the kingdom, and it talks about everything is being prepared. The wedding feast is there, the feast is there, must come, and then people choose not to come. Now that's the first problem. Then you've got to come. Secondly, there was a big feast there. They had to partake of the feast. And that's the feast of the goodness of God, the feast of righteousness, the feast. He uses the example that Jesus is the bridegroom and we the bride. And that's the parable is talking about it in that sense, where we co-heirs with Jesus. We sons of God. He's not ashamed to call us brethren, brothers and sisters. And then they come and they partake, and then the king comes in, and then there's one with not putting on the wedding garment. What would this wedding garment be? This wedding garment would be saying that you accept this wonderful invitation, you've partaken of the necessary food, the light, the life, the answers that is available, and now you walking in righteousness, you clothed in the righteousness, in the right clothes. And that is the requirement, that if you have accepted everything that has been settled, and then the king comes in, what does he come in for? He's coming now to walk with his bride. He's coming that we can rejoice in who he is and what we have in him and in the kingdom, restored back in the family, and we can be thankful. And we can be in fellowship, talking and rejoicing together with the Lord, together with the angels, together with the body of Christ. But this guy hasn't put on that garment. Can you see that? He can't even open his mouth when the Lord says to him, why haven't you got the garment on? Why aren't you walking consistent to the goodness that you've received? And then on account of that, he's not in fellowship. He's totally still in his head and in his heart. He's still holding on to the sin, the iniquities that has been taken away as far as the east is from the west, and therefore he's put out. So we need to learn the lessons. This has freely been given to us. We come in, we take hold of it, and that's where the answer lies, guys. Everything has been done. It's complete. We got to be in agreement. How can two walk together if they don't agree? So no, everything has been done. And the important thing is also with the robe of righteousness, you appreciative of what has been given to you, and therefore you love other people the same. So you stay in mercy. You've received mercy, you give mercy. And that's what it's, and that is only the one thing that can put you out of the kingdom, is when you're not wanting to walk with the Lord, because you don't want to agree with him. And he has said to all of us, mercy triumphs over judgment, because he's given us that mercy. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their sins against them. So this is where we've got to be at. Now we've got to be just in this beautiful reality of the kingdom here, partaking of the kingdom, and then walking in union with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as beloved children, imitating your Father in fellowship with Jesus, in the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.